savouring of Buddha and the divine. Now, staying at the seaside is so rarely done well because of the littleness of man. To do it properly needs many of the elements of greatness. Your common man, while he has life in him, can't let neither himself nor the universe alone. He must be asserting himself in some way, even if it is only by flinging pebbles at a stick. That self-forgetfulness, which should be a delight, is a terror to him. He brings down dog to the beach to stand between him and the calm of nature, and yelp, he does worse than that. The meditative man, going daily over by the cliff and along the parade to get his ounce of tobacco, has a sad spectacle of what human beings may be driven to in this way. One sees altogether some hundreds of people there who have heard perhaps that staying at the seaside is good, and who have anyhow got thus far towards it and stopped. They have not the faintest idea how to make themselves happy. The general expression is veiled curiosity. They sit, mostly with their backs to the sea, talking poorly of indifferent topics and watching one another. Most obviously,